Amen. We thank and praise God for all of you who've come out again tonight. We know the weather has been bad this week, but even if the weather had been Florida sunshine, there would not be a multitude. Unless I came to fancy your ears and have you shouting with emotional misconduct.
All right.
Folks find out that there is a teacher in town. Uh-huh. They say, well, we can get that on Bible class night.
Yeah.
Many of us are emotionally tied to preaching. Now, I'm not talking about this group, because this group been here all this week.
All right.
Amen. But I am on my way home, so I can say what I want to now. Amen. Amen. I thank God for you, and especially those of you who've been out every night. And I want those to stand. There have been a few who've been out every night. Now stand up, darling. Amen. Let's give them a big hand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's been through some tough weather.
Amen.
Amen. And somebody asked me one time, say, Reverend, well, when revivals, people don't come out to revivals until Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And sometimes you have some only come on Friday night. Say, how do you preach at a revival like that? Do you save your best message for Friday night? I said, no, that's dangerous. I preach the best I can every time I get up. That might be the last sermon.
All right.
Amen. I ain't saving nothing.
All right.
Amen. Might not get tomorrow.
All right.
Amen. So I have not tried to save anything but to share with you. And my prayer is that you would follow the lead of your pastor in the revival spirit, because it is his desire that you begin to prioritize your life. So many people are going to find that at the point of death, their lives have been very meaningless as Christians. They've just been on the road.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But have not fought the battle in the heat of the day. And that's why we need revival. We need redirection. We need to be stirred up. Because I tell you, there is a knock against the Baptist church, and sometimes it almost seems to be justified. And that is, we're too laid back for our God. Amen. You ought to be able to get excited about Jesus. Amen. I heard some folks tell me that they would love to be in church tonight. But there is a star in town tonight. Over there at Valley Forge. It's called Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
Amen. He is exciting, but let me tell you a little secret about that. Luther gonna get his money, he gonna be gone.
Yes,
amen. But Jesus is still on the throne.
Yes,
amen. I'm excited about Jesus. Amen. Luther be laughing all the way to the bank. Amen. Looking at those large crowds. And I'm talking about church folks.
All right.
Not my church folks. One preacher told me, his wife told him, say, you will be home tonight, Reverend. Luther's in town. You gonna babysit. I'm going to see Luther. Amen. I tell you. So we have not prioritized our lives as Jesus would have us. So you need revival.
All right.
Now, to the lovely first lady. I didn't see you sitting over there. You changed your seat on me. You know how we are in the Baptist church. Everybody got their seat. And you know when you're in somebody else's seat, they won't say nothing. They'll just sit beside you and grunt. Amen. That means you're in trouble. And if you don't move down, they'll grunt again. And if you don't leave, then they'll talk about you. We're going to go home tonight, and we don't want to wear your patience, and we don't want to keep you out late. But we do want you to know that I have been treated well. And I told my wife, I said, now, I've been to a lot of revivals and across the length and breadth of this nation, but no church have I ever been to that I have been treated as well as this. I've eaten from escargot to Kentucky Fried Chicken. I've had everything but some chitlins. And it's not that I wasn't trying to find out where those chitlins were. It's just the idea that I didn't know my way around Philadelphia that well. And Pastor Lee has gotten kind of cultured now. Amen. He used to eat chitlins.
Amen.
He still eats. All right. Bless your heart. So to the officers of this church, to the members, I say to you, I salute you for the way that you have treated me. And I can guarantee you that when Pastor Lee comes to York, Pennsylvania, that we will be more than ready for him. Amen. We will give him the key to the city. Amen. And I can do that in a small town. Amen. Because it's election year and the mayor will give me the key. Amen. Amen. I'll never fool with the preacher in election year. In 1 Samuel, as your pastor have read the 17th chapter, we will look again at a familiar story. Mm-hmm. And you've heard this story preached so many times. But sometimes I found out that familiar stories are easier to listen to. Mm-hmm. But I've never been able to preach the same sermon twice. So I don't know how it's going to come out, but I do know that we are familiar with this story.
All right.
And I just want to lift just several verses out of that 17th chapter of 1 Samuel. In verse 32, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Mm-hmm. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God.
All right.
Tonight I want to encourage our hearts as we leave here with this message. Giants, keep on coming. Giants, keep on coming.
All right.
The Bible indicates to us that man born of a woman is full of trouble and has but a few days to live.
All right.
And all of us who've lived any length of time can attest to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That life has never been sun shining every day.
All right.
Even the Bible says that it shall have some sunshine in the lives of the just as well as the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
And there shall be some rain in the lives of the just as well as the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
We've found out that between the time that you are spanked on your rump coming into this world,
all right,
until some preacher says ashes to ashes and dust to dust,
mm-hmm,
that your life has been an uneven journey.
All right.
Sometimes up and sometimes down.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've had some good days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then there have been some bad days.
Mm-hmm.
There have been some bright days.
Yeah.
Then there's been some sad days. There's been some loneliness in the midst of a crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There have been some misunderstanding, some confusion when you thought that the world was under your thumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somehow or another, the rug was pulled out.
Right.
Trouble lasts sometimes a long time.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think trouble never goes on vacation. We're living in a world now where the saints have a pill to get up, a pill to stay up,
right,
a pill to go to work,
mm-hmm,
a pill to come home,
yeah,
a pill to go to sleep, and a pill to start all over.
All right.
We're living in a world of Metaprin and Maalox and all kinds of aspirins and doctors giving prescriptions to folks that they don't really need, but just to keep them in check.
Yeah.
Because man is not able to cope in this generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have found that trouble seems to be breaking out in every avenue of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would think that every now and then, after catching hell all week, that you'd be able to come to church and be able to come to glorify the Lord and shout and praise Him. But even in church, some mess waiting for you because somebody don't know the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I tell you that there is some trouble in the land. We find that not only is the church not immune to trouble, but even in our own homes, sometimes it's the worst battleground that we've ever known.
Yeah.
Sons are gone crazy on crack, and daughters have violated their own bodies early in life.
Yeah.
All kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Fathers drunk. Amen. Don't know the difference between Friday night and Monday morning.
All right.
We got all kinds of problems in our lives. And,
yeah,
and sometimes we find now that teenagers have decided that suicide is the way out.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a long time since black folks have decided that they want to end their lives.
All right,
and now it's becoming prevalent in every walk of life.
Yeah.
I don't care what the background is, I tell you that we're living in a troubled age.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Say the giants keep on coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to kind of look at this story in the light that David had some giants in his life.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see how God deals with the shepherd boy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that there was a man named Goliath,
mm-hmm,
a warrior of the Philistine army.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the story. The Israelites and the Philistines had invariably been at war because one represented Satan. That was the Philistine army.
Yeah.
And Israel was supposedly to represent the true and living God.
Well.
And the Philistines had raised up this man named Goliath.
Hmm.
And he declared to Israel in the valley that if you would send one soldier who were able to beat me in war and slay me, then the Philistine army would be subservient to Israel.
Yeah.
But if you send a soldier out to fight me, and I peradventure would kill him, then Israel would be subservient to the Philistines.
Yeah.
The problem with this decree was that even King Saul and all of the victories that he had in battle, he was afraid of Goliath.
Yeah.
And not only him, but the entire Israelite nation.
Mm-hmm.
So Israel seemingly were backed up against the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's a man that his armament alone was too big for one man to carry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a man that was over 9 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a man that seemingly was invincible. And nobody is willing to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, God moves in strange and mysterious ways. At the age of 8, he spoke to Samuel and had Samuel on his way to becoming one of the great men of God.
Yeah.
Here at the age of 17, he has a little ruddy fellow who had been out in the fields working with his father's sheep named David,
yeah,
who should be afraid of this kind of a giant.
Yeah.
But you see, David had been out in the field with Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
And he had watched God move in his life.
Yes, sir.
He said, I was able to kill a bear and a lion.
Yes.
So I'm not afraid of this Philistine.
Yes.
Because I've had an encounter with God.
Yes.
Now David said, King Saul, I will fight him.
Yes.
And King Saul probably said to himself, well, better you than me.
Yeah, yeah,
for I don't want no parts of this giant.
All right.
But the Bible tells us that David, anyhow, in spite of this unseeming odds, went out to fight this Philistine.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, he made a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us make that mistake in our lives. Goliath looked down, no doubt, at the little kid. And he was kind of disappointed that they couldn't have gotten a warrior much more suitable to his ability.
Yeah.
And said, is this the best that Israel has to offer?
Yeah.
Sending a child to do a man's work.
Yeah.
But I need not remind you that the Lord said, a child shall lead you.
Yeah.
And David went on anyhow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But Goliath pulled back his visor on his cap to look down at little David. And while he was perhaps chuckling in his heart, he made a fatal mistake.
Well,
yes, he was a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he represented Satan.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, David was just a little fellow, but he represented a giant.
Yeah.
He represented Almighty God.
Yeah.
And what the giant had done was took war against God.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
You see, so David looked at him. And the giant looked him over. And David just had one little slingshot.
Yes, sir.
But he had five little pebbles.
Yeah.
And he took one of those pebbles out, and no doubt the giant was still laughing. And he said, go ahead and take the best shot. But brothers who've been on the street, you know, don't never let nobody hit you first.
Yeah.
That's bad business.
Yes, sir.
Hey, amen. If you're going to fight somebody,
right,
you better hit them as soon as the time you get close to them. David began to wind the slingshot up. And no doubt he knew enough about God to say, I've got God on the inside.
Yes, sir.
I've got God on the outside.
Yes,
I've got God in front of me.
Yes, sir.
I've got God behind me.
Yeah.
And when he let that slingshot go, the giant was not laughing any longer.
Uh-huh.
For the Bible said that he knocked the giant down.
Yeah.
And then went over him and stood on top of him and cut his head off.
Yes, sir.
Well, God's man slew the giant.
Yeah.
Now, Reverend, is it all over? No, sir.
All right.
I don't care who you are, how many victories that God give you.
Yes, all right.
The giants keep on coming.
Yes, sir.
You would think that David now has gotten the reputation, but you know Saul got jealous of him.
Yes, sir.
The girls start singing a song.
Yes, sir.
Say, Saul killed his thousands, but David his 10,000.
Yeah.
So the giant of jealousy raised up and Saul tried to kill David.
Yes, sir.
Well, David was able by God's divine help overcome that giant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he wasn't finished. Trouble still would find David.
Yes, sir.
He began to find out that after God had removed Saul and he made king, he had gone out to war several times and became so popular among the people. But one time he left his family's home.
Yeah.
And when he went out to war, by the time he returned, the families were gone and the people were ready to kill David, I tell you.
Well,
the giants keep on coming.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, David had a problem one day with a famous young lady named Bathsheba.
Yeah.
She didn't weigh about 97 pounds, but she was on a balcony one day and David saw her and desired her.
Yes,
and you know the story. David took her and had her husband Uriah killed in the front line of battle.
Yes, sir.
And tried to make everything all right, but the giant of sin came back on him.
Yes,
and
sir.
God slew the first baby.
Yeah.
And then David began to be brokenhearted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So he had always been around problems, one problem after another.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know that he had some sons, Amnon, who was killed.
Yes,
Absalom, his favorite, was killed.
Yes,
Adonijah was killed. I tell you, the giants just keep on coming.
Yeah.
And then even David decided one day he was so good that he would number Israel, and God put him in a heck of a predicament. I tell you that the giants keep on coming.
Yes, sir.
No matter whatever we accomplish in our lives, there is going to be some more problems.
Mm-hmm.
So never get comfortable when the Lord has blessed you. Sometimes when you're on the mountaintop, you thank God because you're coming down in the valley the very next day.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's good to pray and preach up here.
Yes, sir.
But God has a way of allowing life to bring you down, I tell you. The giants just keep on coming. So David's life is representative of our lives.
Uh-huh.
We always seem to have some problems, isn't that right?
Uh-huh.
Now, did not Jesus tell us in this world,
yes,
you shall have tribulation?
Yes, sir.
Amen. But he also put a footnote on that.
Yes, sir.
Be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world.
Yes.
Well, we've got giants in our lives, haven't we?
Hmm.
And every one of us have to deal with giants.
Hmm.
But I tell you that it's not such a big problem knowing that the giants will keep on coming.
Yeah. All right.
We need to know when they come how to handle the giants. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
We need to always remember that the devil is a giant.
Yeah.
Now, some of you think he's playing, but he's not.
All right.
Now, you may go on vacation, but the devil never takes a vacation.
All right.
He is the adversary. And he keeps on coming.
Yeah.
He told God himself that I'm going to and fro,
yes, sir,
seeking whom I may devour.
Come on.
He's talking about you or I.
Yeah.
And we got to fight against this devil.
Yeah.
And he does have an army.
Yes, sir.
And the army is organized.
Yeah.
Powers and principalities.
Yes, sir.
Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes, sir.
Powers of darkness.
Yes.
I tell you, and he has some fiery darts.
Yeah.
Amen. If you don't have the whole armor of God on,
yes, sir,
he will pierce you with the fiery darts.
Yeah.
And you know, one time it tickled me. I thought that I had outsmarted the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But he caught me in pride.
Yeah.
You see, if you don't get it, he don't get you one way.
Yeah.
He'll come around another way after.
Yes, yeah.
You know, sometimes you thank God that you've gotten a victory over one sin.
Yes,
but something else breaks out on the other side.
Yes.
I tell you that the giants just keep on coming.
Yeah.
The devil never takes off.
Yeah.
How many times have you paid the gas and electric bill and said, thank you, Lord, everything's all right. Only open up the mail the same evening and find out that the rent is due.
Yeah.
You said, Lord, have mercy, just one vicious cycle.
Yes, sir.
Can't ever seem to get ahead.
All right.
Every week of your life looking for your paycheck.
Yeah.
I've never had, and I'm 45 years old, I've never had a paycheck that I could leave on the dresser.
Right.
When they print them up, I go get them. And if you don't watch me, I'll go get them early. I tell you that the giants just keep on coming. And that's to each life, no matter whatever happens.
All right.
Look at Jesse Jackson. Could have become president of these United States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the giant of racism kept him out of office.
Yes, sir.
Because we didn't have nobody running. Amen.
Amen.
We had Bush, he's just a shadow of Reagan.
Yeah.
Amen. And Dukakis. His name would make me want to vote for him.
All right.
Amen. Can you imagine a Dukakis in the White House? Amen. So we had a bad selection.
Mm-hmm.
But racism kept Jesse Jackson out.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, you might not like him, but he was the best candidate this time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And do you realize that even in the money belt where folks had money, Gloria Vanderbilt had all the money in the world, still had to watch her son jump out the window.
Yeah.
I tell you that the giants keep on coming.
All right.
Well, you say, Reverend, since we know that, since we know in our lives that trouble is coming,
mm-hmm,
since we know that we always are going to have some kind of situations that may overwhelm us,
mm-hmm,
well, for a child of God, what keeps us going?
Mm-hmm.
What keeps us holding on?
Yes, sir.
What keeps us looking forward to tomorrow?
Yes.
What keeps us coming back to church Sunday after Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
What keeps us on our knees thanking and praising God?
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, giants will continue to come in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll win,
yeah.
And sometimes you'll lose.
Yeah.
But giants wouldn't be so overwhelming if I knew a secret. And if you know a secret, it'll kind of tame giants.
Well,
what's the secret? Since there are giants in this world, then I need to know who the giant killer is.
Yeah.
I need to know a giant killer.
Yeah.
And do you know a giant killer? I know a giant killer. I know a giant killer who's more faithful than Abraham.
Yeah.
I know a giant killer who's a better preacher than Noah.
Yeah.
I know a giant killer who's a better leader than Moses.
Yeah.
I know a giant killer who's a better captain than Joshua.
Yeah.
I know a giant killer who's a better king than David.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a giant killer who's a better prophet than Elijah.
Yeah.
I know a giant killer who's stronger than Samson.
Yeah.
I know a giant killer more patient than Job.
Yeah.
I know a giant killer with more compassion than Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I know a giant killer more solid than Peter.
Yeah.
I know a giant killer better missionary than Paul.
Yes,
his name?
Hey.
His name.
Yes,
do you know his name?
Yes.
I know his name.
Yes, sir.
His name is Jesus.
Yes.
He's my giant killer.
Yes.
Why do I need a giant killer?
Yes.
Because if the giants keep on coming,
yes.
I'd quit on the journey.
Yes.
But since I know
yes.
that somebody
yes,
is bigger than Satan,
yes.
somebody
yes,
who can hold me in the midnight hour,
yes,
somebody who can wipe tears from my eyes,
yes.
somebody who can take the pain out of my heart.
Yes.
I've got to live now.
Yes.
I've got to live for the giant killer.
Because
I know when I'm overwhelmed,
yes,
I can call
yes, sir.
On Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He's my giant killer.
Yes, yes.
And because of him,
yes,
I can keep going.
Yes, sir.
Because of Jesus,
yes, sir.
I can face tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that I don't have to depend on Reverend Lee.
All right.
He's the preacher.
Yes, sir.
But he's a mere man.
Yes, sir.
But I can go beyond Lee.
Yes, sir.
I can get on my knees.
Yes, sir.
I can call the giant killer.
Yes, sir.
His line,
yes,
never busy.
Yes.
Lee may be asleep.
Yes.
But he says, I'm always woke.
Yes.
And if you call me,
yes,
I'll answer.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I can go to the giant killer.
Yes,
because I have some needs in this world.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes Satan will cut them off.
Yes.
But I've got a giant killer
yes,
who says, come unto me,
yes,
all you that labor
yes,
and heavy laden,
yes,
and I'll give you rest.
Yes, sir.
And I need rest sometimes because
yes,
my soul get weary.
Yes.
He said, you learn of me,
yes,
you'll find a rest in your soul.
Yes.
Said, you got a heavy load?
Yes,
my yoke is easy.
Yes.
My burden is light.
Yes,
I've got a giant killer.
Yes.
All
right.
Man.
All right.
In this life,
yes,
there's going to be some rain.
Yes.
But I can call on an umbrella.
Yes.
He's my giant killer.
Yes, sir.
Everything I need,
yes,
he's got it.
Yes, sir.
I'm hungry.
Yes.
He's the bread of life.
Yes.
I've been walking in darkness.
Yes.
He's the light of the world.
Yes.
Don't know which way to go.
Uh-huh.
I'm the door.
Yes, sir.
Don't know who in charge of the church.
Yes.
I'm the good shepherd.
Yes.
Scared of dying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the resurrection and the life.
Yes.
Don't know how to get to heaven.
Yes.
I'm the only way.
Yes.
The only truth.
Yes.
And the only life.
Yes.
Don't know who in charge of the programs?
Yes.
I'm the true vine.
Yes.
I tell you, I've got a giant killer
yes,
that I can depend on.
Yes,
he kind of makes things different.
Yes.
For he said, greater
yes,
is he that's in you
yes,
than he that's in the world.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad
yes,
tonight that I've got a giant killer.
Yes.
Storm's coming.
Yes, sir.
The night could be long.
Yes.
The night could be weary.
Yes.
The night could be lonely. Days could get long, but if I call him,
yes,
something about his name,
yes,
when I just call him,
yes,
I just say, Jesus,
yes,
sweetest name on earth.
Yes.
I say, Jesus,
yes,
sweetest name I know.
Yes.
I just say, Jesus,
yes,
nor the name given under heaven whereby men may be saved. I just say, Jesus,
yes,
he's my giant killer.
Yes.
Jesus,
yes,
my bridge over troubled
yes,
water.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Light in dark places.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hope in a hopeless land.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
My high tower.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
My captain.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
My walking stick.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
My hope of glory.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, sir.